John Eden College, where 40 schools are gathering to host the Torch having its lunch. It's been humanised, this Torch. It's stopping off here, it's going to use the facilities, it's going to have a bite to eat, and it's going to be enjoyed by the thousands of school children.
Well, I haven't actually seen much of the Olympics, so it's just nice for the children to...
It is. You've got a bit of a picnic on the roundabout. Ever had a picnic on the roundabout before?
No, this is a first.
And what's your name?
My name's Kieran.
Kieran, are you looking forward to seeing the flame?
Yeah, very excited. Can't wait.
There are about 1,000 local people here. Lots of people from the local school. I had to catch a bus on site with them. Now, this area is closed to the public. It's not a public spot, but they have bussed in a lucky 1,000 local residents and local school children who are now in a very tight pen midway down the lake. I can tell it's midway down the lake because it's got the 1,000 marker right in front of me.
Well, we're hoping we get a really good view of the Torch. You know, we'll have to see how close it is. And it's going to be rowed up by some children from Windsor Boys School. So we're very excited about that, one of our local schools.
This is a magical moment, isn't it, for your children, for you to be here with your children?
Yes, as I was saying to them this morning, they're 8 years old, they're twins, and this is probably the one time they'll get to see the Olympic flame in their lifetime. It's certainly the first and only time I'll probably get to see it in my lifetime.
And here it is, the moment when the flame is transferred from one boat to another mid-water. It's come across this near side. The water's choppy. There's a bit of a breeze. The rowers in competition in 18 days' time will be rather hoping the weather improves. But the two torches now are joining, and Sarah will head off in her rowing boat, in her eight-man rowing boat, down towards the boathouse at Dorney Lake, exactly a kilometre to my left-hand side. And the crowd are running along side the bank as well, along the towpath, some of them with bikes, many of them with children, all of them with cameras and mobile phones. And now another cheer as Sarah Winkless and her torch, well, the torch at least, is alight. And now she'll paddle off down towards the boathouse. That was a magical moment for you, wasn't it?
It was a moment in history. Never going to see that again. Amazing. Very proud to be part of it and to witness it. It's amazing.
How did Sarah Winkless get on? She was the one in a snazzy white tracksuit at the front of the rowing boat.
I think she did a very good job. Managed to get the torch lit, so that's the main thing, okay?